What's up, everybody? What's going on? It is Thursday evening. I hope everybody had a great day. I hope everybody's having a great week. Today, we're going to talk about hiring and firing. Good times, good topic, fun topic. Lots of fun times in the firing portion of it. Nope. Mm-mm, not even a little bit. It's pretty much the worst thing I've ever had to do in, my life, probably. We're going to talk about firing from the perspective of when you don't fire losing players, winners leave. This is a tough topic to cover, but it's a necessary one. The stories I've heard from peers and friends and other leaders and things across my industry, things across other industries of just people I know, all of it screams of a lack of context for leadership. And this just exacerbates when you start talking about leaders of people and leaders of leaders. It just compounds to an exponential level. And this can happen in a variety of different ways, whether they're not having proper skip levels, or they're not pinging teams and individuals to see how they're feeling, or they're putting trust in poor leaders. That's probably the biggest one. That's the one that comes closest to my heart, because that is so important to have a leadership group that, one, you can trust, and two, has the true interests of your people, not just your business, at heart. The business needs to be successful 100%. I will never back off of that position. If the business fails, everybody fails. We lose our job. That's not what I want. I'm not saying we should always cater to the individual, but I do think it's really important to understand that if you have a handful of individuals that report to the same person that say the same thing, you probably got a problem. But if you don't know that, you are causing a situation where your company is gonna be weakened by having C and D players stick around while all your A players roll out. Problem is, so many companies, large and small, don't realize that this is an issue until they look up one day and realize that their org is lacking talent in a major way. A leader, even if they're at the top of a major organization, has an absolute obligation to make sure that they have a pulse on where their company's going. You cannot rely just on the people that you lead, because your leaders that are leading other people don't always give you the full picture, especially the poor one. The people that are not doing a good job are going to blame their people for why deadlines are being missed. They're gonna be shifting the blame and the finger pointing just on past them. And if you're not connecting with the people behind them, the people that they're pointing those fingers at, you are killing your organization slowly from the inside. I believe as a leader of a company, big or small, you have an absolute obligation to meet with people at every level of your organization as much as you possibly can. I know that sounds crazy. It's like, what? Dude, I manage 20 people that manage 50 people each, which I would agree with. I'm not telling you to go out and every week meet with every single person in your company. Literally take 30 minutes, just 30 minutes every week, to talk to 5 random people in the company at all different levels. Take those 30 minutes, that 2.5 hours out of your week, and allow those people to speak 100% candid with you. Let them feel safe and then know that there will be no repercussion if they say, this person's not doing their job, or I think you're not doing a good job, or whatever they're gonna say, they should be able to say it with zero repercussion. And the only thing you should do is take that in action on it without saying like, hey, John Doe said X to whoever he said it about. It's about finding a way to get a pulse on your organization. If you make it informal, make it a safe space, you will learn a tremendous amount of information about your company, about where people are at, about what's working, what's not. You'll understand more what's going on. And if you're gonna let people come in and talk, if you're not listening, or you're not gonna allow them to be candid, and you're gonna get defensive every time they bring something hard up, you might as well just leave them with a shitty boss or peer or whoever that you're leaving them with now, because it doesn't mean anything. It's a lot of work, but the information that you will get will be absolutely priceless and will help you keep a pulse on where things are at. You'll find out bad leaders, you'll find out bad peers, you'll find out bad process, you'll find out what's working, what's not, and how to improve those things. People have great ideas across the board. It doesn't matter what level of the organization they're at, they have incredible ideas that will push your company forward without a single doubt. Sure, there will be some ideas that lack context in a major way, but that's okay. You're getting feedback. If you're getting it directly from the horse's mouth, you know that there's no chance that you could be getting a filter from your group of leaders, your people leaders, your leaders of leaders. You'll know without a doubt where everything's at. And that's, you just can't. That's the best way to run your business. Luckily, I work for a great company, and for the most part, they're very enlightened from a leadership perspective, and we have a very open policy, and I think that's where I've learned so much about this topic and knowing, like, hey, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy. Like, and there's times where people make mistakes, and that happens at every company. People are gonna make mistakes. They're gonna say the wrong things. They're gonna do the wrong things. But the important thing is to have that base, that structure, that foundation of, hey, we're all here, we're all in the same boat. I want to hear what you have to say. Hope this is helpful. A little long-winded today. It's been, yeah, this is a tough topic. So hope everybody had a fantastic day. I will see you tomorrow. Take care of yourself, take care of those around you, and just live your life. Do work, care about others.